With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We've all seen the ships that are off the coast of California, and there is close to a 500,000 ship containers that can't get to port. Well, yesterday, President Biden, speaking at the White House, says, I've got a plan. Listen.
This is the first key step toward moving our entire freight, transportation, and logistical supply chain nationwide to a 24/7 system. By increasing the number of late-night hours of operation and opening up for less crowded hours when the goods can move faster, today's announcement has the potential to be a game-changer.
Okay, well, we'll all cross our fingers, Joe. Joining us now for a little bit more on this, Roy O'Neill, our correspondent, has been following. Well, I tell you, Roy, based on the track record with Biden's pandemic history and the border in Afghanistan, I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in his operation. Might be best if he just steps aside and lets somebody else handle this.
Well, you know, when you really look at what he's talking about, it really isn't that much different from what's already happening. So I think he's trying to look like he's on top of the situation, but really the administration can't do a whole lot. This is the free market out here. That's what's happening, is that, you know, we have the shortage of truck drivers. Now that we're going to 24/7, that will help get the containers off the ships. But you still have warehouse issues, driver issues, even rail issues. Now, the president says his port infrastructure plan, or the infrastructure plan that includes money for ports, would help prevent some of this as well in the future. But, you know, a lot of this is just going to have to shake itself out because of the pandemic.
Yeah, you're right. And with the amount of goods out there in the water, I mean, those ports on the West Coast are accounting for about 40% of the shipping containers entering the United States as a whole. I mean, that's a lot of goods that we're struggling to get here. And from everybody I'm talking to, Roy, this is going to continue well into next year. And Joe Biden gets in front of a microphone and acts like, oh, wait, I finally found the switch on this, and I'm going to flip it and watch this change. I mean, right. Here's what will change it. Start paying people more money, and I know that's a tough thing to do, easier said than done, when the revenues aren't there because, well, workers aren't there, and you raise the price of their paychecks. Well, where's that money coming from? Because we can't, it's a vicious cycle right now, and there is no quick fix on this. I don't believe, from the people I've spoken to, it's going to take some time.
Yeah, it is. And it's and this is what also feeds the inflation that we've seen. This is what the Fed calls transitory inflation. They think all this will eventually work itself out, probably early next year. I think the administration, you know, 6 months ago wasn't planning on the Delta variant and the surge in COVID that we had over the summer. So that really has put them back on their timetable. Remember, this was supposed to be the hot summer. We were all back out and running around and having fun again. But instead, it was just all more masks and mandates. So, you know, I think the timetable is just being delayed. And now we're facing Christmas. I thought, you know, I don't think this was really much of an issue until we got this Delta variant just extending the pandemic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. And, you know, they say, you know, as part of this whole situation happening now that Biden's speaking about, some of the top U.S. shippers and retailers have agreed to do more offloading and stocking of the supplies during the off-peak hours, meaning, you know, closer to 24/7 operation. I mean, these workers have to be paid. They're not going to be doing this for free. So if this is so easy to do, I wonder what took them so long to do this. I mean, these folks realize that we've got these problems out in the water with all these ships out there. Why didn't they go to this earlier? You know, you scratch your head and think, oh, wait a minute. Well, okay, there's an idea. Why haven't we been doing that?
Well, they started this task force back in June, giving credit for that. But a lot of this negotiation has been with trying to get the unions at the ports to come on board with some of this 24/7 operation stuff. Mm-hmm. And just finding workers suddenly eager to work the 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift isn't easy to do. You know, just getting that staffed is not easy. And then the president wants your local Target to have a crew there at 2 a.m. to offload the truck so that the truck can go on and go on to another project. And, you know, the stores don't necessarily want to do that either. So it is just a logistical challenge that, again, not necessarily something the government can solve by waving a magic wand. And I just quickly point out, it's global. This is happening in England has had the same problem.
Right.
France and Germany, too. This is not just a U.S. thing.
Well, you know, I don't think the death population is increased by the amount of workers that aren't going in. So there's people out there somewhere. So why can't we get them back to work? Everybody talking with our correspondent, Michael Bauer, at 7:10 this morning about this great resignation and the number of Americans that are quitting their jobs. Why and which industries are being affected and what's to come of this? So more on this that has affected the supply chain and so much more in our country. And as Roy pointed out, globally as well. Coming up a little bit later this morning.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.